This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Coming up this week, the Science Center of Southern Illinois restarts its Science Cafe series for the spring semester of 2020. And the inaugural cafe this semester includes Professor Gretchen Dabbs. She's with anthropology in SIUC's anthropology department, although I'm being a bit repetitive there. Professor, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
People know a little bit about what anthropology is, but tell us a little about your specialization and what people can learn this week.
My specialization within anthropology is in what's called bioarchaeology, and that's the study of ancient human skeletal remains in an effort to understand what life was like for individuals in the past.
So specifically, you're going to be talking about something that people may have some interest in when it comes to ancient cultures in Egypt.
Yes, specifically I'll be discussing the health and activity patterns of individuals, non-elite individuals, at a site called Tell El Amarna, which is the archaeological site that still exists from the city known as Akhetaten, which is where King Tutankhamun was born.
People are probably pretty familiar, or at least have heard of King Tut. It's probably, I would guess, a little easier to understand his life because of what must have been written and the artifacts that are still there. What's the study of the commoner like?
Well, you're right. The majority of what we know about ancient Egypt is about the wealthy and the royals, because what we know comes from tombs and temples, and those were places largely restricted against access for the non-elites. Now, the non-elites at Amarna show us that life was very difficult for those individuals, that they had a lot of broken bones, they had a lot of nutritional deficiencies, they died very young. Arthritis was very common, and it occurred very early. We have six-year-olds with arthritis in their feet and their spines, which is suggestive of very heavy workloads very early in life.
How important is it to learn about cultures like this in applying it to today?
Well, I think you always have to consider culture, and in the past, we're looking at preventing, you know, the same things from happening again. It's always interesting to know what happened in previous times. Egypt, of course, is very attractive, and people love Egypt, and just knowing something about what you and I might have been doing in Egypt is always just interesting and fun.
For people who are unfamiliar, how can someone get started in an interest like this, and what level of interest or availability is there to learn more?
Well, our website, theamarnaproject.com, has a lot of information about our site and our program over in Egypt. There are lots of smaller scale projects around, and it depends on where your interest lies. If it's Egypt, you know, Google searching for Egyptian bioarchaeology will get you there. If you're a student, taking courses in anthropology will direct you towards this type of research.
For perhaps you mentioned students. For students who want to know more, want to get involved, are there opportunities at the university that they can really help out in research projects like this?
There are opportunities in the university for undergraduate and graduate students to help with this research and with these projects. It's somewhat difficult because of the security clearances take about a year and a half. From this time a student shows interest to the time a student can go to Egypt. So sometimes that limits our ability to take students, but we do try where possible.
So you've obviously been to the site. You've done this research kind of hands-on, actually hands-on. Is there something that has surprised you or something that stands out?
The thing that stands out the most for me is a cemetery called the North Tomb Cemetery. And right now that's one of four that we've excavated that are non-elite cemeteries at this site. And this cemetery is the burial ground for a specialized workforce. And most of the individuals in this cemetery, in fact, 95% of them are under the age of 25 years old. And we have twice as many adult females as males in this cemetery. So it's a very specialized group of people who were probably working within the quarrying system, quarrying talatop blocks, travertine, other types of rocks that were used for building the city, but also for decorating it.
Is it unusual to find such specialized groups buried in different places?
It is unusual to find this type of burial location, and that particular cemetery has about 4,000 burials in it, so it's a very large cemetery, and that is unique in and of itself, that it's such a large cemetery of such a specialized group.
True. You can learn more through the Science Center of Southern Illinois' Science Cafe series. It's opening again for the spring of 2020 this Thursday evening at the Science Center of Southern Illinois. That's located inside the University Mall. And this month's topic is on the lost cemeteries of Tell el Amarna in Egypt. Professor Gretchen Dabbs will be presenting that. Professor, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.